The word of God for our consideration this morning is Romans 12, verses 3 to 8. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. This verse may sound familiar to those who attended church at Messiah this weekend, since it was used in the service as one of the scripture readings. This reading appeared during the section of the special service for Stewardship Sunday, which focused on using our talents to serve the Lord. This discussion of using our gifts also was featured in the conversation with the senior class about their future goals and plans that Pastors Libby and Radical had on Friday. I would like us to spend a bit of time this morning following up on these thoughts of how we can use our talents in serving the Lord. One question that was raised during the discussion with the seniors, and which Pastor Radical also mentioned in the service this weekend, is how do I know what my gifts are? Indeed, through faith, we are motivated to dedicate our lives to the Lord. But especially for young people, this question may be more of exactly what can I do? Where can I help? So then our theme for this morning is discovering the gifts that God has given us. When we think about how God has blessed us, it seems appropriate to start with the most valuable gifts he has provided us: forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. As we read in Ephesians 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Paul reflects this as well in our text. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. The first and best gift we have is God's grace, his undeserved love for us lost sinners. Though naturally enemies of God, we have been brought to and preserved in faith through the Holy Spirit, working in God's words and sacraments. From this perspective, then, we understand the true joy of sharing the gospel with all that is given by us by God. That is the best gift we can share with others. Such a perspective also helps us recognize that our focus is not on what we can do for God, but what God has done for us. This view also provides us comfort when we realize how often we waste or squander the gifts of time, talent, and treasure that God has provided to us. Many of us, though, will still ask, what gifts did God provide me? How can I best serve the Lord with my gifts? One mistake that I continue to make in this regard is perhaps one that many of you can relate to as well. I tend to look around and see how the Lord has blessed those around me. It may be tempted to see the gifts of another brother or sister in Christ and wish that we had her musical talent or his athletic ability or her academic skills. We need to remember, though, that God has blessed us all in different ways. We should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but we should also not dismiss or disregard the unique gifts that God has given us. In our text, Paul uses the analogy of the body. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. When we do recognize the talents that God has provided for our fellow believers, Our reaction should not be jealousy, but encouragement. We should help them recognize their gifts and encourage their use. We as faculty, staff, students, and fellow believers can help each other recognize the way God has blessed us, because we ourselves may not recognize these gifts. Furthermore, when someone recognizes a gift in us, we should not dismiss this recognition, but cherish it humbly as something that God has provided. It may also sometimes be difficult for us to recognize our gifts because we think too narrowly. We may think of serving the Lord only in terms of the public ministry. Or when we think of serving in the public ministry, we may think too narrowly of the gifts that might be involved. Those in the public ministry, after all, have all sorts of different gifts. Notice just the gifts, different gifts mentioned in our text: prophecy, speaking the truth of God's word, ministering or serving, teaching, exhorting, encouraging, contributing, leading, and showing mercy. We may not be able to deliver a sermon, but we can still bring the word to comfort people. There are those among us that are great at encouraging people or showing mercy. We can write notes or provide a kind word. We don't have all these gifts, but we all have gifts. So how do we find out what gifts we have? Try different things. When you are in school, you get to take all sorts of classes, and even some classes you may not like. You may not love these classes, however, you can see these classes as an opportunity to discover the ways that God has blessed you. We also have extracurricular activities and mini classes. Stretch yourself. Try something that you never thought you would like or be good at. See what you can volunteer for here at ILC or at Messiah or at your home congregation. Finally, encourage each other, especially when you see the gifts of others. Indeed, it may be your particular gift to help others see their gifts. Let's close with an encouragement from the words of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. Serve one another, each according to the gift he has received, as good stewards of the many forms of God's grace. If anyone speaks, let him do it as one speaking the messages of God. If anyone serves, let him do it as one serving with the strength of God, with the strength God supplies, so that God may be glorified in every way through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. We'll close with hymn 788, verses 1 and 3, 788, 1 and 3.